Well, certainly we've received some anecdotal reports in relation to symptoms which would be consistent with gas exposure, things like nausea and vomiting, dizziness, throat and nose irritation, those types of things. So as far as the AMA is concerned, I guess those reported symptoms are a bit concerning for us as an organisation.
How are these reports coming to you?
Well, our members of our organisation are general practitioners, and certainly some of those members have reported back to us having had patients present with these types of symptoms who are living near areas where there's CSG exploration occurring. So that's how we've got some of the anecdotal reports coming into our organisation.
Are those GPs expressing concern?
Yeah, well, certainly patients presenting with those types of symptoms to GPs, they report back to us that that's concerning from their perspective. Certainly, we believe that the public needs to have confidence in this industry and this form of technology. So certainly that is concerning from our perspective.
Are we talking about one or two cases, or are there more people than that presenting with concerns?
Well, certainly at this stage, it's anecdotal reports from a number of people. There's also, I guess, others who've expressed their views and reported their symptoms in a variety of ways. And again, from our perspective, at this particular stage, some of the reported symptoms would be consistent with gas exposure, which is why we believe that it's concerning from that perspective, and that the public needs to be given confidence that there's no adverse consequences of living close to these sites.
Could there be other causes, either environmental or epidemiological, some sort of virus, something that is triggering these similar responses in a number of people living in the same area?
Well, certainly what we'd say is anyone with the types of symptoms that, that they're experiencing and reporting, they should see their general practitioner and have a full history and examination taken, because there can be a number of explanations for the types of symptoms that they have. But again, some of the symptoms that are reported would be consistent with gas exposure, and that's why we're concerned about that. But we would encourage people who believe that they've got any adverse type symptoms of this type that they see their local general practitioner.
Would the AMA like to see the Department of Health in Queensland look into this further?
Well, we're of the understanding that the government has commissioned a process like that, and so we support that, because really, at the end of the day, the public needs to be given the confidence that there's no adverse consequences of people actually living next to this form of exploration in their rural communities.
Do you know what sort of form that inquiry will take?
No, look, I mean, we know that it's been commenced and that it's ongoing. I think it actually sort of commenced in June, and they'll be doing the appropriate scientific tests and analysis, and we look forward as an organisation to hearing the outcome of that.
Okay, Dr. Christian Rowan, thank you for chatting to us this morning.
Okay, thanks so much.